a ceaseless parade of wholeness. Did you know you find yourself smack in the middle of a parade? Indeed, the kingdom of Jesus has come and is coming to bring everything into wholeness, and you are lovingly, graciously caught in its flow. Check out the Message translation of Colossians 1:18 through 20. I just love the treatment of this text, and I quote, "He was supreme in the beginning, and leading the resurrection parade, he is supreme in the end. From beginning to end, he's there towering far above everything, everyone. So spacious is he, so roomy that everything of God finds its proper place in him without crowding. Not only that, but all the broken and dislocated pieces of the universe, people and things, animals and atoms, get properly fixed and fit together in vibrant harmonies. All because of his death. His blood that poured down from the cross." You see, you, me, our community, we're all participants in the kingdom parade. Everything we do, every single day, provides us with an opportunity to draw attention to the parade's grand marshal, Jesus, the one who fixes and fits all things in vibrant harmonies. Will we silently shuffle along? Or will we blow our trumpets and wave the king's banner high? Make no mistake, the king is at work. The parade will move forward. And he's longing to use you as his ambassador, his professional pointer. So the task before us isn't to go do a whole bunch of new things. Although God does sometimes ask us to do new things, the real work of the kingdom is to engage what you're already doing with gospel intentionality. In other words, how can we point to King Jesus when we work, when we play, when we shop, when we create, when we suffer, when we celebrate, when we everything? Not sure where Jesus is in all of those places? Ask the Spirit to reveal where the kingdom of God is coming. Rest assured, it always is.